You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yeah!
I think we are ready to give it a shot anyway. Let's meet
who we got?
Players. The funny thing is, I don't remember who goes first today.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
It really doesn't matter.
All right, then I'm going to say the girls are going first. Yeah. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So glad that you called. What do you do for a living?
I work in the mortgage world. I help people buy houses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Well, that's a busy time.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's super busy.
Big mortgages, I bet, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the prices.
Yes. Huge. Welcome to Colorado.
Huge.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I was listening to somebody talk about how small towns, all of a sudden, like all over the country, home prices are starting to explode in the small towns because of the remote work stuff that people are doing. More and more people working from home, so they've decided they don't have to live in the big city anymore.
Absolutely, yeah.
So they moved to these small towns, and now these small towns where a home was maybe $120,000 is suddenly $390,000.
There was a funny story. Just recently, we had some family out from Iowa, and they live in a small little dinky town, and they were like, oh, our home prices are exploding, too. It's crazy. We had one down the street go for $175,000. $175,000, and we're like, shut up.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Such a different world. That's like on 8 acres of land, too, with a barn.
Yeah. $175,000, that's what Jeremy paid for just one of his bedrooms.
That's right. So. It's like, my gosh, I wish.
You know what, Amy? The girls are down 2-1, so they need you to get a point today, okay?
I will do my best.
Let's do it.
We know you will. You're going up... You're going up against this guy named Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, bud?
We're good, bro.
We're doing quite well. Yeah, what do you do for work, sir?
Insurance.
Hmm.
All right.
We got a mortgage person. We've got an insurance person.
Insure that house. Huh. You guys should team up.
We all just work together.
Okay. Well, that sounds fun.
I don't know what else, next question to ask after insurance.
Well, let's move on.
Okay. Here's how the game works. Jeremy, my Jeremy over here.
Hi.
Is going to ask Amy some questions that guys are probably more likely to know, whereas I will have questions for Jeremy on the phone that women are probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. We'll get the prize. And we'll also score a point for their side. If we are tied after three questions each, we go to sudden death overtime. I know we alternate who goes first. I think it's the girls today.
Ladies first.
Amy's up.
Amy, an athlete who wins the Cy Young Award plays what sport?
Baseball.
Yay! Bada, bada, bada.
How long do you think it'll be before a Colorado Rocky wins the Cy Young Award?
Years.
It'll be a long time.
The thing is, there's a double standard, right? Because it's a hitter's friendly, area. So it seems like if a pitcher for the Rockies does even marginally well, he should be in the running for the award since it's so difficult here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, Jeremy, are you ready for me?
Yes.
Oh, boy. You're not real into this, are you, buddy?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Your hair's on fire. In what U.S. state did The Help take place? The very popular book and movie The Help was set in what state?
New York City.
That's a city.
Oh boy.
It's the state of Mississippi. M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I. Okay.
Good try, Jer.
All right, back over to Amy.
Amy, the restaurant chain that uses the phrase wings, beer, sports. What is that restaurant chain?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Unstoppable. She's unstoppable.
My goodness. Jeremy, you already need this one to stay alive, okay?
Come on, dude.
If you don't get it, the game is already over. If a pregnant woman is told she's anemic, what mineral is she lacking?
Iron.
That's right. Look at that.
Hey, Jeremy knows iron.
He got one.
Woohoo.
All right, so here's what happens now. If Amy gets this, she'll be 3-for-3. The game will be over. She will win. If she misses it, Jeremy will have one more chance to send it to overtime.
Ooh-wee. All right, Amy Pants, are you ready?
I got it. Let's do it.
In the game of poker, what is it called when all of your cards are of the same suit?
I am not a poker player. I think it's called a flush.
And I think you just won the game.
Wow, Amy! Winner!
You are awesome. She sounds like one of those poker players that you'll see at a poker party every once in a while and says, I'm not really sure how to play this
game. Is
there
a cheat sheet I can look at?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do go to Vegas, but I do not play poker.
Well, you nailed that question, so good job.
What's your game out in Vegas?
Craps.
All right.
How do you usually do?
It's hit and miss. I feel like maybe I'm even on my life. I don't know, or at least I like to tell myself that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the champion. You know, Jeremy, you're very soft-spoken, and you lost the game today, sir. I'm sorry.
Thanks for having me, bud.
It's all right. Go raise rates on everybody.
Wait, Jeremy, before you hang up, you got to take some medicine. Are you ready to take it like a man?
Take it. Give it to me.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, they do today, sir. You're a good sport. Have a great day, okay?
Bye.
All right. Go take a nap, bud.
Yeah. Felt like he, Amy, I didn't feel like he was really into it. Did you?
That's all right.
No, but I mean, that's okay.
That's okay.
Right. Hey, people are different, right?
That's right. People are different.
Right. That's right.
Amy, you had enough spunk for two players. So if you will stand by, Josh is going to come back. He's going to chat with you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
All right.
If you will now look at the scoreboard, sir, it is now 2-2 for the month of September.
Ladies needed this.
We are tied for the year and tied for the month, and we will play again on Tuesday right here with your boys in the morning at Mix 100.